Exeter Today presents Hooray for Coaches.
So I grew up as a baseball player, played till I was about 20 myself, and loved baseball. Grew up in a baseball family. My five older brothers all played on the same team, so I kind of grew up with it from the time I was a real little guy. And I went to university for 8 years, and when I ended up coming to Exeter in the fall of 95. So I was looking for opportunities to get involved in the Exeter community, so baseball was the most obvious choice. So in the spring of 96, I just kind of contacted one of the local organizers and said I'd be interested in helping out, and that's how I began. So coached a Mosquito team that first year, and then coached a couple of Pee Wee teams, I took a year off when my son was born, but other than that, I coached right through to 2009. And starting when my son was 4 or 5, that's when I started to coach his teams.
Obviously with that much coaching experience, I'm sure there's been some highlights. Can you kind of,
In 2010, my son ended up moving to play ball in London. So I coached there for a couple of years with the London Badgers, and then he went to play with the Great Lake Canadians, so I wasn't coaching there. He got hurt, though, in the summer of 14, and had Tommy John surgery. So I asked him if he would like to help me coach a team in Exeter for the summer. So that's what kind of, after a hiatus in Exeter, I came back and then coached, and I've coached ever since in Exeter, so including this past summer. So the highlights, won an OBA title in 2000 with a group in Pee Wee. 2009, when my son was in senior rookie, we won an OBA title. And then the year that my son got injured and we coached together in 2015, we won an OBA title. So those are some of the highlights on the winning side, but the two things that I remember most in terms of coaching in Exeter are the two trips we went on. I took in 2009, I took my son's team at the time, 10 and 11 year olds, for a 2-week trip to the Maritimes. So 13 days, we flew out and did a tour by bus and played about a dozen games. And then the crew I was coaching in 2018, asked if I'd ever consider doing it again. So I said no at first, and then we did it again. So this past summer in July of 19, again, we went to the Maritimes, played about a dozen games and 13 days, same kind of idea. So those were great trips.
If someone was thinking about going into coaching baseball, what kind of advice would you offer that person?
Learn as much as they can ahead of time to so that they can, you know, impart some things that the children, can learn. That if you try to be as organized as possible, but I would say take some clinics on your own beyond even the mandatory ones. So that you can feel confident when you're coaching. I think that having a degree of confidence is huge, and that the kids feed off the confidence level of the coaching staff. So I think, and that's where you're going to keep the kids' attention.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to speak with me.